New research in India shows that children eat better when their mothers have more power, more education, and are able to move about freely in their communities. Researchers found that women who joined a job skills training program felt more in control at home and in their families. And the children of these women ate more rice and dairy foods. A program in southern India is called Mahila Samakhya. It brings women together to form local support groups. Researchers at the University of Illinois questioned if and how these groups affected the women's sense of themselves and their positions in the family. Kathy Bayless is an economist at the College of Agriculture, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences at the University of Illinois. She led the study. Ms. Bayless says that before joining the peer groups, the women knew fewer than five other women who they were not related to. Ms. Bayless adds that many of them did not know the possibilities for women in work and in family life. She reads some of the comments from these women that show this way of thinking.
Before I was in the peer group, I didn't know I could stand up to my husband. I didn't know I could work outside the home or work outside the farm. You know, I didn't know women were doctors and lawyers, et cetera, et cetera.
Experts say 40% of Indian children under age 5 suffer from underfeeding. But Ms. Bayless says involvement in the support groups led the women to provide better foods for their children. Researchers visited the homes of those involved in the groups. They created a simple measuring process. They brought different sized food bowls and asked the mothers which size bowls they were using.
And instead of trying to get people to recall exact number of cups or et cetera that they were feeding their kids, we went and asked, you know, how many of these size bowls did your different kids get fed of rice and of dal and of various dairy products.
Researchers confirmed that the children were eating better based on the size of bowl the mothers used. They found that girls especially started eating more. Ms. Bayless says the women also began to resist physical abuse from their husbands. The women threatened to report the violence of these men unless they stopped. The study is one of the first to show the effectiveness of Mahila Samakhya on female empowerment. The Indian central government established the program in 1995. A similar program in Bangladesh, Shohardo, has also had success. Shohardo is the Bangla word for friendship. The nonprofit group CARE administers Shohardo along with the Bangla government and the U.S. government's Food for Peace program. That's all from the Health Report. Stay tuned for more programming from VOA Learning English. I'm Anna Mateo.